Welcome to Planet Earth, our loving home, here on Supreme Master Television. This week we will learn about the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, and the noble work this caring organization is doing around the globe to benefit the lives of humans and animals alike. The World Wildlife Fund was launched in November 1961 and has since grown rapidly, becoming one of the world's leading independent environmental organizations, with projects in more than 90 countries. This entity has been very active in addressing global warming. In October 2008, the World Wildlife Fund published the report Climate Change, Faster, Stronger, Sooner, that analyzed how a hotter planet would affect Europe. Supreme Master Television recently met with Dr. Keith Allott, Head of Climate Change for the World Wildlife Fund UK, a national organization that is part of WWF's global network, to find out more about what this document revealed.
We all know, I think, now that climate change is a major threat and that it's a real threat. And that's the very strong consensus of the world's scientists. And a major report that came out in 2007 by the world's leading group of scientists, the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, confirmed precisely that. However, what's concerning is that the science is developing all the time, and the latest science shows us that the picture is actually more alarming than even that landmark report from 2007 made out. So our report sort of brings together the peer-reviewed science that's been published since that report and provide an update just to give a sense of the growing rapid urgency of climate change, the fact that we're already seeing the impacts, and the impacts are faster and sooner than scientists have even expected. So climate change is often thought of as being a problem for the future. It's a problem for the here and now, as well as the future. About 5 years ago, scientists were saying, with climate change, we may have a ice-free North Pole within maybe 70 or 80 years. Scientists are now saying that could happen within 5 to 10 years. It's accelerating so quickly.
So what impact would this have on the planet?
Well, clearly the Arctic itself is a hugely important part of the globe. There are many species, such as the polar bear, that live there. But also the Arctic plays a huge role in regulating the world's climate. One example would be that the Arctic, when it's frozen, is a huge area of glaring white snow and ice. And so that reflects a lot of the sun's energy. If that ice and snow melts, you have dark ocean, which absorbs the sun's energy, which will further accelerate the warming impact that we're seeing. That's one very serious concern. Another concern is that locked up in the ice, locked up in the frozen tundra, is many, many, many millions of tons of a gas called methane, which is a very powerful global warming gas. As the Arctic begins to thaw and the tundra melts, this gas is being released, and that further accelerates global warming. So this illustrates the concern about climate change. As we start to move the planet into a warmer state, you start to trigger these feedback loops and cycles which can actually lead to runaway climate change. And we're very concerned that the Arctic may be the first sign that we are beginning to trigger some of those feedback mechanisms. Unless we act quickly to reduce the rate of warming now, then we can see a runaway warming.
You have an Adopt a Polar Bear campaign. Sure. This must be bringing awareness to people about the Arctic sea ice melt as well, the plight of the polar bears. What response have you had, and how can people get involved?
We've had a very good response to this, and clearly climate change can seem such a huge, all-encompassing threat, but also it's very important to make it real to people. And I think the polar bear is only one particularly iconic example of the immediate urgent threat of climate change. So we have Adopt a Polar Bear, which helps people to connect with the issue.
Continuing with the oceans, this great ice melt is going to cause, of course, rising sea levels.
Sure. This is another massive global impact and global concern that we could be really creating a massive rise in global sea levels unless we act urgently to reduce emissions. What's really worrying is the huge masses of ice, such as Greenland or Antarctica, where there's huge volumes of ice which are perched above the oceans. And once you trigger the melting of those ice caps, the Greenland ice cap, the Antarctic ice cap, and they begin to melt, then they will raise sea levels very, very dramatically. So if the Greenland ice cap melts, global sea level would rise by about 7 or 8 meters. Now that's a staggering figure. That would wipe out huge parts of the world's coastline, many of the world's greatest cities fall well below that sort of level. Whole countries actually are already risking being wiped off the map by sea level rises of less than a metre.
What has the WWF asked the EU to do following the latest science on climate change and carbon emissions?
Well, we're looking for all countries in the world to begin to show leadership on this issue. We've seen a lot of rhetoric and an increasing recognition at a high level, perhaps, about the importance of the problem, but we've yet to see the urgency of the response.
When we come back, Dr. Allott will talk about Britain's historic Climate Change Act 2008 that requires the net lowering of the UK's greenhouse gas emissions. Welcome back to Planet Earth, our loving home. Today's programme features Dr. Keith Allott, Head of Climate Change for the World Wildlife Fund UK. On November the 26th, 2008, the Climate Change Act 2008 was enacted in Britain. The legislation requires that by 2050, the UK's net emissions for all six greenhouse gases named in the Kyoto Protocol be at least 80% lower than that of the 1990 levels.
The whole idea of the Climate Change Bill is that it provides perhaps the first legally binding framework where a government is signed up to a long-term trajectory to cut its emissions quite radically. We believe that it does provide something of a flagship policy, and it begins to show some much-needed leadership that we hope will inspire other countries to follow. And we think it's also very important that the government has begun, in an imperfect way, to recognise the importance of emissions from international aviation, from planes, but also from international shipping, both of which contribute very heavily to the UK's emissions and currently fall outside all of the accounting. So on those two issues, we've made some progress.
Talking about emissions, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization that stated that livestock industry accounts for 80% of agriculture's greenhouse gas emissions. Would you say this sector needs addressing?
Absolutely. Agriculture is a major cause of greenhouse gas emissions. Agriculture leads to a lot of emissions for various reasons, partly because of the intensive agriculture leads to use of a lot of fertilizers, which is very bad for the climate. Also, the livestock industry, particularly beef and cows, produce an awful lot of methane, which is a very potent greenhouse gas. So that's particularly bad contributor to climate change. And there's also the indirect impacts that people tend not to realise, the contribution of ever-increasing intensive agriculture and inefficient agriculture to the devastation of some of the world's wild places and to the tropical rainforests, particularly in Brazil, for instance. The very rapid rate of deforestation in Brazil is largely driven by the need to clear huge swathes of land to grow soya, which is mainly used to feed cows for human consumption, which is a very inefficient way of using land. By using up such huge volumes of land to produce meat, we are accelerating the rate of deforestation and fueling climate change. All of these things are connected, and so we see a strong need to help to move to reduce meat consumption as part of a response to climate change, as well as all the other good reasons for doing it, to do with health, to do with obesity, all the other things that we know about.
The World Wildlife Fund has initiated a program called the One Planet Future, one component of which is called One Planet Food.
The WWF has got a campaign starting called One Planet Food. How would this incorporate these changes in our food choices?
At the moment, we're doing all of our homework and getting ready to launch a campaign. We're hoping to to go more public on this in the UK within a few months' time. But this will be really sort of trying to work both on helping inform public choices in terms of diet and in terms of how people think about their food, but also campaigning to work with the major food companies and the retailers to make sure that they do their bit to help shift the whole impact of our food systems onto a much more sustainable path.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is aware of the very important role the World Wildlife Fund is playing on the international stage to help spread awareness on the urgent need to mitigate global warming. To this end, she generously contributed $50,000 towards the organization's work on climate change. The following is an excerpt from a letter to Dr. Allott from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Dear Dr. Allott, we wish to sincerely thank the World Wildlife Fund for advancing humanity by revealing the truth about global warming, enabling governments and the general public to make informed decisions, thus helping to save our planet. The WWF has provided concise, updated information regarding climate change. It has been determined that the climate is changing faster than first believed, as ice caps are now predicted to melt within 5 years. 30 years ahead of earlier predictions. The WWF's clear-sighted appraisal of the alarming speed of global warming will help all countries to participate in halting climate change, giving us hope for a sustainable future. Wishing you all the best in heaven's grace. With great honor, love, and blessings. The Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Well, that is fantastically kind. Please pass on my profound thanks to the Supreme Master Ching Hai. We, as WF, are honoured to receive this very generous gift, and all I can say is that we will use it very wisely to support our ongoing campaign to really put the world onto a sustainable path where we can live in a safe climate, both people and nature. And it will be a fantastic addition to our global campaign. Thank you very much indeed.
Dr. Allott also wrote a heartfelt letter of appreciation to Supreme Master Ching Hai for the kind contribution to WWF's climate change program. To close, we would like to convey our thanks to Dr. Keith Allott for speaking with us regarding the World Wildlife Fund UK's many activities to safeguard our biosphere. May this noble organization's messages on halting climate change and ecological protection reach many people far and wide. Compassionate viewers, we are glad we had your company today on Planet Earth, our loving home. Our show airs every Wednesday here on Supreme Master Television. Please now stay tuned for enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May all of Earth's habitants live in ever greater beauty and peace.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/PE.